deep in the Appalachian Wilds, a group of drunken misfits joined forces to play Dungeons and Dragons. Oh, inspired by boredom and equipped with loose morals and a questionable understanding of the rules, our heroes venture forth to explore strange new lands. So gather up your dice, your manuals, and your livers, and join us on a quest to make absolute fools of ourselves. This is Bob, a D&D podcast.
Previously on...
Botch.
We were inside a thing, and then it sucked on our tourists for a while, and then we don't have a captain anymore, and now we're being boarded. So overall, kind of weird day.
Welcome back, listeners, to the 18th episode of our 5th season. Thanks so much for tuning in again. We are going to start off where we left off last time as a bunch of, well, they kind of look like Goros. 4 arms, 8 feet tall, heavily armored, just marching heavily
squad
into your ship.
I could take him.
Please don't.
I think I can.
They do not appear to be stopping it when they walk towards you, so you can get out of the way or just according.
I'll move to the side.
I'm going
to
square up. Bro. I'm engaging my old voice. Bro.
Okay, roll strength.
To square up.
11. Well, I mean, they're just walking right through them, so. They immediately just, like, they run you over and just walk over you and then part in the hallway and start going down each side, checking, like, every room except for the ones you designated as birds. Those they scan to make sure that they are indeed birds.
Are you disrespecting
me, bro? This one just
has
a pigeon in it.
But it's about...
I'm walking with one of the groups.
60 or 70 troops just all going through your ship, and they keep splitting up. No group is less than 4 or 5 members. They all have... They look like assault rifles, but you've never seen the technology before.
I want to steal that so bad.
Yeah. The assault rifle shape, anyways, is similar to what you're used to, but it has this, like, rotating... barrel on the end of it that's constantly rotating, and this faint green light that
that's
you can
Borderlands
see.
Borderlands tech.
Room.
Like unnecessarily rotating all the time?
Yeah, all the time.
For a beam?
Maybe a beam. You don't know.
Could be beans.
Excuse me, Mongoro, dude.
No one's paying you any attention when you're
talking. I need to sample your rifle?
No one's paying you any attention.
You should just grab it out of the.
Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, grab.
And if there's one in the holster, you should grab that too.
Grab with a 14.
Okay. You do grab the rifle.
I shoot it up into the air and see what it does.
Okay.
In the ship?
Yeah. At one of the doors to someone's quarters. Probably Gary's, I don't know.
Sure. You grab the gun.
Mm-hmm.
It has a trigger, but when you hit it, it just is making like a noise.
Can I borrow your finger?
What's your AC?
14.
Okay, 2 of them shoot you with their guns.
And that's how Todd became a hood ornament.
You take 29 damage as this, like, green ball of just swirling energy shoots out and hits you, and it, like, forcibly pushes you into the wall each time.
I'm also recording this.
I sample the energy with my mouth.
Sure, yeah, you can sample it.
What is it?
It's some sort of gamma burst of energy.
Hmm. I upload that info into the main computer.
We can make hulks.
I toss the rifle back to the guy.
Sure. You toss the rifle back to the guy who walks up.
I mean, if
and
he looks like
uses
he's about
the rifle
to
butt
me.
To hit you with it.
I'm gonna
for
punch him.
9 damage.
Todd's out.
Okay.
18 persuasion.
Oh, hey, we don't need to do any of this violence stuff. He just wanted to sample it. He's a sampler. He's a thirst for knowledge.
He's no longer a threat.
Well, yeah.
Because he's unconscious.
He wasn't much of a threat to begin with.
He's kind of a sleepy time boy now.
And then sleepy
they just,
Todd.
They
sleepy
just keep Todd. Going on their business.
Who's in charge?
Yeah, who's...
Who's in charge?
They who's your answer. Supervisor?
Don't answer any of your questions.
Persuasion?
Sure.
One in the negative.
no one pays attention to Todd, just lets him.
12.
No, they still don't answer.
20 to mechanical engineering to stabilize Todd.
Yeah, you do.
God damn
Come
it.
Come on, buddy.
Very easily.
It's weird how he tried to eat that gun, but.
Yeah.
Oh, how does this work?
Yeah, no one else is allowed to.
Oh.
I get you, Phil.
Do you?
I understood what you were talking about, unlike everybody else.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm just not letting it happen.
This is that magic wand all over. It's a wand of wonder all over again.
I'm just gonna lay on the ground and point it up at the sky until I die.
Nobody else was here for
I
that,
eat
so
my
okay.
own tongue. I bite down on my tongue.
You don't have a tongue.
You don't have a tongue.
I drown in my blood.
You don't have blood.
He did. So they just keep on going through your ship.
What are you guys looking for?
Maybe we could help.
Still don't answer any of
your persuasion.
Reasons. Sure.
Is this a scavenger hunt?
I spit on the closest one I find.
Okay.
Yep.
How do you spit?
It's weird because, like, I have diarrhea, and I have, I've had diarrhea before. So.
Does a 17 hit you?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Can we stop attacking the Nazis?
Todd's jumping in front of that bullet.
I rolled a critical one, so.
It's not a bullet. He just walks up and hits you with the rifle butt of his rifle for 8 damage.
Yeah, I'm down.
you've been taking damage for a while, haven't you? Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Just never healed. He drops. They immediately ignore him and just keep going about their day.
17 mechanical engineering.
One
to
HP.
Stabilize you.
You rewind his tape. He's fine.
Lean him up against the wall.
Stick the pencil in him.
Yeah.
I say I have a 1 for health.
1 hit point, yeah.
Got it.
But you're still asleep.
And I'm at 1
power
also.
Power down.
Because I've
yes.
been to...
You were also at 1.
All right, you big Goro men, think you're so tough with your pulse rifles?
I turn
can't
them
off. Take the robot champion on one by one, one on one.
I smack him.
High or low, Joran?
High.
He does have an off switch because that species of robot was not made for sentience.
Mm.
It was just meant to be an explorer, so it can be turned on and off. You just stuck his brain in it. So if you do want to turn him off, there's a very clear on-off switch in the back, so.
What do you think, Arky?
Turn him off.
All right.
Arky Buncher.
I mean, I get a reaction for sure.
Sure, you can roll a dex save.
I mean, it's like a grapple check, right? He's trying to grapple my switch?
Well, you could just be, like, trying to turn around real fast. Well, you don't even know you have an off switch, because you...
I'm not that kind of robot.
Yeah.
Well, I got a 19.
Okay. What's your sleight of hand?
That's more than my 18.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you keep turning so he can't touch you in the back.
Fine.
I smack him in the head.
Down you go.
With the butt of the hand. The hand
I'm out.
I
have 1 hit point. You do 1 damage, so I'm done.
Okay.
Non-lethal.
Specified non-lethal. No
subtle
death
damage. Ah.
Who keeps
subtle damage.
God damn it, Phil.
Put him in the brig. Lock his hands down so he can't kill himself.
Okay. So they keep marching around your ship.
I don't feel like things. Myself.
They seem to be
die.
Roughing up some of the crew. They're not gentle with anybody, but they don't say anything.
What are the races?
What, the crew?
Yeah.
I mean,
the ones being roughed up.
The Navis?
Are they human?
They're not
they're not crew.
Non-Navis?
Some of them are
they're becoming crew.
Not Navis, some of them are Americans, some of them are humans.
What about Perkins?
Does Perkins get roughed up?
Perkin.
No, because he just, like, stays out of their way as much as a fat person can.
So completely in their way.
Yeah. They do go and investigate the
but
engine.
But he apologizes for being so fat the entire time.
They pull out tools. They start scanning a lot of your computers and systems and things like that, and then move on.
What are you doing?
They still are not responding.
Todd just starts shouting.
You're still asleep.
I do not consent to any searches.
Oh, you're right.
I do not consent to any searches.
Todd's still
asleep,
too.
Am I being detained? Bro, am I being detained?
You're in the brig. Shut up.
I still yell that.
Turn off comms to the brig.
Turn off all comms.
So
shut it down.
Shut
it all down.
They march around your ship for quite a while before they come back to basically the exit. And they say,
How'd that go?
Your ship is going to be detained.
Thought we were already detained.
No, this was just a search.
This is extra super detainment?
Yes.
Are there snacks?
Yes.
Wow,
snacks.
Wasn't expecting that.
Snacks every 12 hours.
That's actually pretty great. I'm kind of curious to know what you guys eat.
Is it
gals?
Fish?
What you individuals?
It is a protein goop, which will keep you alive.
How's it taste?
Salty. Terrible. Like salty chicken.
Like caviar?
Do they know?
How did he get out of the brig?
I don't know.
They
turned comms on.
Where did you come from?
Keep sampling all the locking
I'm a security
mechanisms.
Officer. I have the code. I just scan it.
No.
We're not smart enough to remember that.
It does not taste like caviar.
All right.
This ship is recognized from 5 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
In an altercation.
Yeah, it was.
I told you guys. God damn it.
Hey, do you want to... We can, like, tell you how this went down. Or do we have to talk to your superior?
You will tell us through interrogation.
Well, I'll just tell you without interrogation.
And then melee walk.
I mean, interrogation, yeah, torture doesn't work.
Just keep walking.
Wait, I eat rocks.
We killed the person who piloted this ship.
Yeah, they just walk right off the ship.
We just found this man. It's not even ours.
I don't think they care.
All right, guys, let's get our story straight before they interrogate us.
I'm just going to tell them everything.
Yeah, Ursula forced
the
us.
The door closes not long after that, and you hear the docking, like the undocking procedure. Mm-hmm. But then you feel a sudden jolt, and you're pretty sure tractor beamed, yeah.
Well, like John Dearness. Yeah. God damn it.
Farmall.
Kaborda.
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 Kaborda. The Kaborda party.
So, yeah, that's what you guys are currently
doing. All right, guys, everybody on this
ship. How long until we get to where
snack.
We're going?
Oh.
Yeah, snack time also.
So, I mean, there's nobody still on your ship that's from that party, and except nobody's responding to comms. But in your view screen, you can see we'll call it a large class ship that's dragging your ship behind it. It's about 10 times larger than your ship.
Well, all right, everyone.
It's not on the paperwork.
Let's sit back, relax, and watch something on your view screen.
Okay.
We should probably... You make Todd not the captain anymore.
I brought all my friends' DVDs.
What, your OnlyFans?
What? My OnlyFans DVDs?
Let's drink some bathwater and watch some of my DVDs.
Watch some they're of Perkins' OnlyFans.
They're just me in my room.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to my bathwater bear claw extravaganza. I'm going to put this bag on my head.
Have a sip and a shake.
No one knows who I am now. And
we're
going
to need
to
speed up that orgy talk.
My name's Perkins,
point.
A.K.A. Sex Machine.
No, boys. False.
Sex robot.
The sexgeneer.
And I'm here to help you. Videos.
I'm here to help education. You perk up.
I'm here to rev up your engine.
How do we turn this off?
I put you right into warp drive.
Oh, no.
Perkins self-help series.
We can't turn this off, can we?
Wait, it alternates.
He's sitting next to us saying
it's every other chapter.
Why won't he stop?
There's no captain anymore.
We haven't had a monthly orgy yet, and I'm getting the itches. So I feel I have an addiction to talking dirty.
That's we're
you
just
filthy
gonna,
slut, you,
that's,
Jorn.
I'm still your superior officer.
I'm sorry, sir. I can't help it.
I'm just gonna
tell me I'm a bad boy.
He wants you to break him. Don't break him. He wants you to break him.
I know. He wants
break
to break
me, break daddy.
I'm gonna twist your nipples right off.
I'm just gonna.
Oh, that feels pretty good.
Yeah, it was helium.
It's super. Oh, I was gonna say super Valium.
Hey, that feels pretty good.
Shit.
You can pass out if you inhale too much helium.
I injected it into his bloodstream.
Oh, Jesus! Watch his corpse float!
Yay! All right, Perkins, get off the bridge.
Okay.
All right.
He's naked. All right. He's just wearing a t-shirt.
We have
That's
to
it.
Cast off these invaders
three
of
sizes
our
too
freedom,
small.
Correct,
it
brothers?
Is.
Well, what? Are you starting a revolution?
Yes.
From the brig?
I'm on the bridge.
We've got this.
What? How did he get on the bridge? Oh, that's right. He still has all the codes.
Yeah. He's the security officer.
I don't even think we have security codes.
Also, you're in charge, so he could just tell whoever's holding him in the brig to let him go. Probably.
Yeah.
He did not do it. Change
Maybe
the chain
we
of command.
Shouldn't, we should
probably
should
have planned it.
Chore wheel.
Slow her up for a little bit longer.
Chore wheel wasn't the best choice, but you know.
It's what we have.
Spacer's
so
choice.
Going into this lockdown that we're Spacer's being mag-booted into.
Choice.
Shut up.
Huh?
I say we spin the chore wheel again so we can blame it all on whoever the captain is after the wheel spins. Yes?
I mean, you're the captain.
You're all the captain, aren't you?
All in favor?
No, Todd's the captain right
Todd's
now.
The captain.
Right,
Todd, it's Todd.
Todd's going to spin the wheel of captaining.
It's Todd's day.
Toddy's day out.
To mm-hmm. pass the buck on to somebody else so we can blame it on them.
To blame? Okay, yeah. What'd you roll?
What am I rolling?
I need you to roll me.
Wheel of blame. Turn. The responsibly. Nope. Didn't think
good
that
try.
Through.
Good try.
Thank you.
let's go with
Oh, he ended up with a party bird.
Yeah, Squawky Lee's.
Let's go with the D100.
All right. 96.
God damn it. Roll D100 again. There isn't really like a D68, so
70.
Good enough. The blame is Arcturus.
I put the captain pin on Arcturus.
Hey, you're the captain.
Dinkles, you are the captain now. It's been a solar day.
On your promotion.
Stellar.
Eris.
No one gets these star jokes.
You're a stellar Eris, Arcturus.
Today we'll start the first week of star jokes. Tell
As
a star
your captain,
joke or die.
We'll be doing improv training.
Long form.
Long form improv training.
Serious, emotional, dramatic.
Clog dancing will begin next week.
Then bagpipe lessons.
And Peruvian flute band.
Advanced abacus use.
Advanced drinking lessons. To conclude.
Today is the day, beginning of the day of silence. No one speaks for the remainder of the day. This day will last 836 hours.
Let's just send a text up. Thinking about another mutiny. To Arcturus.
I was going to say, you added him.
Oh, shit, I missed him.
CC.
So are we getting tractor beamed in yet?
Oh, yeah. You've been tractor beamed probably for a good bit of a day now.
Hey, Mac.
I said silence.
Mac, I'm texting. Mac, question mark.
You up?
I texted Mac.
Did you open it?
He doesn't have a phone.
On the console.
On the console.
He's using his computer console.
Perception for blinking light.
What'd you get? Like a 20?
Get above a 10?
Nope.
What'd you get? Crit fail?
A 5.
5? You don't notice the holographic letters
Mac,
appearing
Mac,
on
no,
your...
Mac,
just
Mac, send,
play,
Mac,
play
send,
with my dolls.
Mac, send. Mac, send. Mac, send. Mac, send.
He's playing Galaga.
Mac, send.
Playing with my dolls, is that what you said?
You wish. I said that.
Action figures.
I rolled 3.
You still don't. You're enthralled in whatever love story.
I throw a
You've
metal
got a triangle
die
going
at
between
Come into my room. There's just green army men everywhere.
I did not see you playing with your dolls again.
And 2 Barbies.
I finally see it.
Okay.
What, the 50-foot women?
What?
What?
All the other ones are army men. The Barbies are the 50-foot women.
Giant.
Okay.
I got a show.
So you see a whole slew of missed messages from Todd.
I'm not going to read any of it. I'm just going to go to the last one.
It just says Mac, question mark.
Hold on, do they all just say Mac, question
Most
mark?
Most of them say
Someone
Mac,
just say
question
Mac,
mark.
McClunky.
Hi, but it's spelled wrong. H-I-G-H.
You are the best pilot in the galaxy, right?
Yep.
So couldn't you do some sort of hard brake turn and use the relative gravity of the tractor beam against itself to make an explosion to jettison us off out of here?
Through this tractor beam that's had us for over a day.
For sure. Yeah, the buildup of magnetic energy is causing a polarity in our ship, and then you could suddenly switch it and something good happens?
I would let you roll intelligence to like try and reason that one out.
I'm going to.
I mean, you are
or consult
impossible
Clippy.
Maneuver.
17.
His name is Clipsworth.
Would you think it's... Well, no, this is an intelligence
sure.
check.
Sure. So you think that it might be possible to break the... tractor beam
and the magnet
you would have
would
to warp
detract.
But the moment you start to struggle against the tractor beam, they're going to notice, so you'd have to have something where you can activate warp instantaneously instead of it like charging up.
We charge it first.
The engines are offline.
Well, flip the switch.
They're not offline.
Could I use...
They're just not currently... I mean, right now they might be offline, but
could we somehow use internal battery and charge those up to have enough power behind them, and then plug them into the engines so that we can have an insta-warp.
If you don't know enough, but you might be able
Perkins.
To talk to Perkins.
Perkins.
You ready for some more dirty talk?
Daddy? I don't know. Just come to my quarters
I'm
real
coming.
Quick.
I'm coming.
Todd's coming, too.
I'm on my way, too.
Look, guys.
Got it.
I hope the hallway
if you just plug the ship into my stomach and I just chug vodka, it'll work out.
Because
I'm an infinite bastard.
So Perkins comes up. His shirt is...
missing?
No, it's way too small and mesh. See-through at this point. It's very wet.
It's a mesh shirt.
It's very sweaty, even though the chip is temperature controlled.
Cool it, sweaty. It's
guzzling?
Muslin.
Oh, okay.
Muslin.
It's a very, very small fishnet shirt.
Sure. He's like,
you can't even see it.
Yeah. Yeah, sir. What can I do for you?
Is there a way that we could take...
or do to you?
No. Shut up and listen.
I like it when you talk dirty to me. Talk down to me, Daddy. Call me a bitch.
All right, Sergeant Bitch. Is there a way to take external batteries, charge them enough, then plug them into the engine core so that we can have an instant warp?
I've been playing around with an idea, actually, for the last day while I've been jacking off in my quarters.
Okay.
Didn't need to know
Perkins
that.
Perkins is just Dennis now. You guys
there's
know
a chance.
Right?
I'm on the bridge. I don't know.
Well, it's future Dennis. In 5 years when he's gained 30 pounds.
Yeah, quarantine Dennis.
Definitely not. Nope.
Fucking Justin Bieber Dennis.
I'm going to make
has
bacon
long, luscious hair. Here. No.
Be Perkins.
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 Merkins.
Durkins.
Merkins
pubic
and Jerkins.
He's like, I've been playing around with those new proton torpedoes that we got.
Okay.
I think I can maybe cause an explosion in the chamber, which will just activate the warp engine, if it's a controlled explosion.
Let's do it.
It's possible. Or I'll blow up the whole ship.
It's a risk Todd's willing to take.
It's not really the right notes and
I'm just making noises.
Use there.
That's my old noise.
Ma.
Todd slaps Perkins.
That's normally good. You don't want that for bad. There you go.
All right, that's better. Just downstep it up.
Yeah, downstep that.
Okay.
I
can try it.
You know what? Let me think real quick if anybody else wants to know this plan. No, I think we're good.
Yeah.
I think we should do this without consulting anyone.
You want me to just give you the signal when I'm going to do it? And you can just hit the button? You got to hit it within like a second.
Yep. I think
as
we should do
as
this.
As soon as the disco
it's
gotta
be like,
bam!
Yep. Let's do this.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're my power bottle.
Just starts dragging a proton torpedo down the hall. No. I'll give you
the go ahead when it's ready to go, baby cakes.
Give it to me.
Okay. So Perkins goes back down to engineering. Couple hours later, you get a message on your screen.
The eagle
ready
has
when
landed.
You are, baby cakes. What
kind of role do you want for me?
Oh, let's go with impossible maneuver.
Which is a dex, I believe.
Sure.
At advantage, we established.
Yes, but I rolled 2 15s.
Those are good.
Good enough.
So I got a 17. Oh, am I proficient?
Yes.
What?
18.
What level are we?
We haven't leveled up, so we're
plus
still...
two.
You're not two.
We're plus one.
Three.
We're level
plus
three
two
right
for
now.
Proficiency bonus.
Okay.
What level are we?
So plus three.
I think you're three.
Plus, it's plus...
or four.
For proficiency
bonus? Oh, proficiency bonus? Not until level five does it turn to three.
Plus two.
Yeah.
18.
Okay. So you feel the ship shake as you hit the button to warp. And the ship, like it's an experience you've never had before because normally there's like a build-up to the warp. But this one just, and you just take off through a tractor beam. And normally your ship is keeping you like kind of in place and good to go. But this sort of way of warping, apparently the ship is not ready for it. It's rattling wildly, and you guys are actually sort of like anti-grav, like floating backwards in the bridge.
Oh, I'm surprised that our physical forms are not like elongating.
It's definitely weird. But I mean, you're floating away from your console, so.
I'm going to make my way back towards my console so I can take us out of warp.
You could try.
Use the plants to get through.
Hold on. First off, I have a seatbelt. And my seatbelt was buckled.
Oh, did it? Was it?
Yep.
You didn't say it was.
Always.
You didn't ask if it was.
The seat magnetizes his ass.
I'm driving.
I'm
not
just,
a high level.
I'm just smushed into my wicker basket chair.
High or low?
Low.
You're floating. You forgot to buckle it this
I'm
one
gonna
time.
I'm going
to
make my way towards.
You're floating.
I didn't order this.
What do you want?
Yeah, I thought we were doing silence, not emergency warps.
Let's go with The athletics?
Athletics.
To swim?
20.
So you are barely moving because the force is pulling you back more than you are swimming, but you are making just a little bit of progress
as
you're
moving.
How
close to my seat am I?
About 10 feet.
I want to take us out of warp, so...
Uh-huh. Because you've been in warp for a little while now.
22.
So you keep getting a little bit closer. You're about 5 feet away.
It's another 22.
You manage to grab onto the seat and pull yourself forward, and yeah, the warp button is flashing wildly as the ship is shaking.
I hit it.
You're seeing, like, colors that you've never experienced before.
I've seen fucking Space Odyssey.
And everything is just weird. 2001?
Yep.
I mean, that is a Space Odyssey. Whatever.
I hit it.
And the ship comes out of warp, but also the lights go off, and you don't appear to be moving at all anymore. The engines seem like they're dead.
And there are no stars in the sky.
Let's pick a direction.
How far out of the galaxy have we gone?
We're in Earth.
In Earth.
Perkins, we're inside of Earth.
What's left of it.
What was that?
Some might call that an orgasm.
No, I don't want to know about your nether bits and their gestations. What just happened to the ship?
I miscalculated a bit. We didn't actually
a bit.
Warp. We actually made a new speed up.
Okay.
We were actually going about 100 times faster than anyone's ever gone before.
We hit warp speed?
Warp, yes.
We went plaid.
Gwarf speed.
You start to hear the songs of Gwar as you're going through warp speed.
Oh, yes. We've made it to the negative universe.
Mm-hmm. I find that as a positive.
I mean, yeah, that's the thing.
But yeah, so you don't see anything. You're in, like, empty
Ever.
Blackness.
Imprisoning
and I
us.
I don't know where we are.
Hey, Captain, could you do a quick scan to see where in space we just went?
That's
nowhere.
Utensils.
All right.
I think we're in between space.
Well, that's complicated.
You actually would probably be closer to being right. You are, like, in between the folds of space-time.
Hey, Todd, do you want to go take a sample?
Yeah. More than anything.
Go for it, bud.
To the airlock, I guess.
I'm going to join you to the airlock.
Okay.
I'm not going outside, though.
Okay.
I just want to watch you do it.
Okay.
Yeah, Todd's going to get like a little tube and tie it around his waist, go to the airlock.
Okay.
Get a straw so we can sample whatever's out
there. Sure.
Todd's getting his tube tied.
So you go out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You start to... Now, how are you... Are you just like floating out and then like attaching yourself
with
to the
eyes
wall?
Wide open.
How are you doing this? Just floating out in space to collect a sample on the end of a tube. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you tethered?
Roll
you
me,
would be tethered.
Yeah,
I tether
tube is tethered.
Yeah, roll me a... Oh, let's go con. Con save.
16.
You maintain functionality as all of your systems seem to be on the fritz. You also feel a immense amount of pressure as you're out there. Like, your suit looks like it's crushing
Don't
in on yourself.
I don't have a suit.
Don't fuck it up. Oh, okay. You are just crushing, like...
The game.
Yeah.
Crushing beers outside.
Yeah, your robot body, the quote-unquote big, strong, muscular body that you're in is just...
It's winning so much.
Yeah, it's being crunched.
I'm tired of it.
Okay, you're tired of winning.
It's being crunched real hard, and mm-hmm. all your systems are just going nuts
hey,
right now.
Todd, mm-hmm. you look like you're dying.
But you're conscious.
I look like I need some vodka.
Oh. Huh?
Let him float.
You look like you're dying.
Todd chucks some vodka to try to heal
in
himself.
Space?
Joran, the moment he leaves, you notice him just immediately start to, like, compact. Like,
oh, that's not good.
Hey, Todd, I kind of...
let me just...
Yeah, I crit 20'd right now for my intelligence check. You're going to have maybe insert number of rounds here before you are dead.
That's okay. My incredible strength will allow me to pull myself back in against the gravity.
Yeah, hope you like sampling death.
But you can collect a sample while you're out there.
Where's this gravity
coming
from?
That's why I brought the straw.
Everywhere.
I do.
Okay.
We're in the underspace where the gravity's more
quadruple.
I roll a natural 20 to find out what it is.
Anti-universe.
You said a natural 20?
Ah, yes.
It appears as though you are in pure dark matter.
Oh, warp that, Clancy.
Which almost feels like it's moving around you. So it's almost like you are in some sort of sentient ocean that's crushing you.
Hello?
It wiggles inside you?
Wiggle it if you can hear me.
You feel your insides move around a bit.
That's just them crushing into you.
I need you to take 3 damage.
Hey, Todd, buddy.
He's out.
I was at 1.
Okay. You would have healed up to full by now. Everybody would be at full by now, the amount of time that you were waiting in the tractor.
Right, how much did I take, you said?
3.
Okay. That tickles.
As you start to crunch. And Joran, you notice him start to crunch. And, like, the goo is, like, he's in it, but
you look like an empty beer can at a frat party, man. You're crinkling up bad.
It's like you shoot a little army figurine into a thing of Jello. Like, it's empty behind him, but he's going through it, so yeah.
Darkness.
Imprisoning you.
And yeah, like any light that you have
all
coming
of
out
goo.
Of your totally not lights that you have all around your head, they don't go anywhere. The light just gets absorbed.
Can you help me, darkness?
You take another 7 damage as you crunch more.
All right, buddy, I'm going to start pulling you in.
Reel him in.
I begin reeling.
And as you begin to reel him back in, we're going to take a break. Hello, listeners. This is Dennis, the world's most okayest DM, here to talk to you about patreon.com/botchedpodcast. If you head on over to our Patreon, you can find that we still have all of our levels from $1 all the way up to $50, and they're all still open, so have at it, hoss. I'm not going to waste all your time by sitting here and explaining what each level is. Assuming at least some of you can read anyways. I don't have high hopes for our listeners, but I still love all of you. Also, if you'd prefer to watch the video versions of our episodes, you can catch the VODs over on twitch.tv/botchedpodcast, as well as our YouTube channel, at Botched Podcast. If you want to watch our episodes live when they're being made, twitch.tv/botchedpodcast, Tuesdays, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks to everybody who came out for the digital version of Dragon Con. It was a lot of fun. You can still catch our show. That VOD is over at twitch.tv/DCDigitalMedia, and you can see me eat my own skin. Yeah, I'll leave you with that. Back to the show. And we're back! All right, so yeah, you're reeling him in as he's being crushed slowly by the darkness.
It's sin.
I believe anything called that.
Don't listen to the rhythm in your heart. That's the darkness crushing your insides.
Before he can get you back into the ship, you take 19 more damage, and then you're pulled back in the ship and the doors close immediately.
I feel like I was reaching into darkness.
But.
Yeah, the darkness of the beyond, buddy.
All of the rest of you... Even you, Joran, if you've ever seen one of those old submarine movies where you can hear like the metal sort of like, because it's way too low and it's starting to be crushed by the pressure, that kind of feels like what's going on right now. So it feels like your whole ship is being crushed a bit.
Well, if Perkins can get us out of here, he won't be executed. He'll only be court-martialed.
I'll try. I'll let you know when I get the
tractor beam
working.
Was better than this.
Yeah. Well, you told me to get the...
Dark matter to
captain.
Snacks.
The captain didn't tell you to do anything, Perkins.
You wanted me to insta-warp. All right, I'm on it.
Couldn't we fire our tractor beam in, like, a rotating 360-degree signal to try to make a little path in the jello?
You can try.
What?
Like, instead of using it as a pole beam, it's a push beam.
Exactly.
You could certainly
try that.
And maybe
we'll find the egg within the center of this negative space.
Todd is captain. Are you still operating tactical?
I'm not captain.
Arcturus is captain.
Oh, Arcturus is captain now. Oh, that's right.
Security officer.
Todd, are you going to go back to your station and operate the tractor beam? Or would that be somebody else's duty?
I mean, why not? It's too slow for me to walk there because I'm crushed.
Sure.
So I calm it over to whoever is there.
Okay.
Well, I get a pony keg and...
A pony keg?
Fucking...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just little wheel guy. Him up.
Oh, him.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wheels you over to the station.
Todd the Broken Robot.
Roll me an attack roll for the ship.
I got a 17.
Okay. Yeah, it's pushing out. The problem is the engines aren't on. So you can't, like, spin around while you do that. So it is pushing the goo out in front of you. And you can see it in the viewfinder. It's, like, constantly trying to come in, but it's, like, being pushed back.
Perkins, I need you to turn the engines on.
I'm going as fast as I can. God damn it.
I'll give you 6 jelly donuts if you do it.
Now I'm distracted by jelly donuts and need to masturbate again.
We warped into the tar pits.
Yep.
Space tar.
After about 30 seconds and the ship's starting to some more, all the lights come back on and you hear the hum of the engines. So now you can do your plan that you were trying to do in terms of spinning and a repulsor beam.
Yeah, let's do that. Maybe we can find something cool in here.
Roll me a pilot.
Maybe this is where Kevin went.
Kevin?
This is where Ursula lives.
21.
Yeah,
the
Gooniverse. You manage to start spinning the ship around. The repulsor beam is taking a fair amount of energy, more so than the normal tractor beam is for some reason. And Perkins messages Mac. He's like,
all right, I think I might be ready to try this again. What direction would you like me to point in?
Why don't you ask the captain?
Hey, Captain.
Back.
You mean the exact opposite way we came?
Yep.
Well, what if we just end up right back at that ship that
has better than where we're at.
Okay.
I put my seatbelt on.
A strap on.
I changed my chair into one of those, like, hangy down roller coaster things.
Okay.
Those seats. and I strap in.
All right, roll me a crazy piloting check. Or a possible maneuver.
Todd's just strapped to the dolly, so.
Yeah. I put the parking brake on it.
16.
So you see the light come on, you hit the button, and the ship takes off again into hyperdrive instantly. And again, the ship is shaking wildly. I'm guessing you all strapped yourselves in this time, or are you all floating back out of your chairs?
Oh, we're strapped
again?
All right.
Okay. Yeah, and the ship is, how long would you like to sit in warp before you pop out of it? The last time you were in warp, it was for about a minute.
A minute and 5 seconds.
Minute and 5 seconds.
That way we go further.
No, we're going into the future. Stop it.
No, we're going back in time. To slightly before we got into the tractor beam.
Oh, look, there we are, getting into the tractor beam.
We just go forward so far, we repeat everything.
So minute and a half, and then you hit the button to pop out of warp?
Yeah.
You do. Again, the lights on the ship go out. Engines are dead. And you see stars. So it seems like you're back in the known universe.
Go out on our shippy.
But all your systems are down.
20. Where are we?
You can pull up your little handheld device to try and...
Bloop, 20 is what I got.
Yeah. You are not too far away from the planet Satoon, which is where the Magmadons are. So you actually didn't go back the way you came. You went basically to the east side of the universe.
Oh, east side.
East side. So yeah.
Hmm.
So yeah, you didn't end up going back the way you came. But you were out in the middle of... Not even the middle. You're almost far right. If you had waited too much longer, you probably would have went into a different pocket dimension that might have been better or worse. Or
it's flat galaxy theory. The edges is all just squishy black jello.
Just squishy. So, yeah. So now you're just floating.
Are there any ships around here?
You don't see any in the viewfinder, but again, the ship instruments are all down at the moment.
Let's get power back up.
Reboot.
Okay, Perkins is back to...
He's like, I'm working on it, guys. Don't mind me.
We all always mind you.
Oh, come on.
You're very mindful.
I go paddle him.
Chakras.
Chakras or whatever, I don't know.
Chakras and all.
Chakras.
Chakras.
It's not.
This time it takes Perkins 2 hours, and the power finally comes back on.
Can we go back to the planet with the satellites and turn Perkins into a cyborg?
They weren't cyborgs on that planet. They weren't cyborgs. They were just kind of like...
I'm not talking to Perkins.
No, we're not talking to you, Perkins.
Oh, sorry.
Off the line.
Yeah. Oh, my bad, guys.
When Todd tried to upgrade Jorin.
That's what he's referencing.
Oh, yeah, on the satellite itself.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could try. I mean, you could go back if you want.
Get rid of his brain.
I don't think they're going to like us very much.
You
no.
Nope.
Aren't that far from that planet.
Let's not go there.
Nope.
I mean...
Do we want to see what this planet is about?
Yeah.
Yep.
We're here.
Let's do a scan.
We have not been making friends.
Yeah, you could. Perkins is like,
I don't recommend using warp drive anytime soon, by the way.
There's nothing here. There's not even a planet.
Okay.
Turn the ship. Can you turn the ship around, please, Mac?
The Magmadon, bro.
Where would you like to go?
I do with a 23.
Yeah, now we can look at the planet.
Okay. Yeah, according to your scans.
That's where the planet is.
Yeah.
There's a planet very close by. There's also a black hole that's not super far away, but it's...
Hey, that's where we were.
It's not too far from... Well, no, you were at a wormhole.
Okay.
Black hole, wormhole, same thing.
Everything's holes, baby.
A lot of holes. This universe is just full of holes.
Porous.
Swiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So those are the
hollow galaxy theory.
The two closest things.
Giant space Godzilla's inside of it.
So yeah. So you're just going to the magma planet?
Well, I mean,
sure.
It's all we got.
There's civilization there.
They're intelligent life, spacefaring civilization.
Can we hail them?
So if you go over to that planet and you start to scan, it does appear as though there are intelligent life forms on this planet. You don't see any spaceships outside, though.
We should call them.
Colonize them?
You up?
Hey,
bro, you up?
You proto-space travel civilization that probably shouldn't have advanced technology? Well, here it is. We're going to uplift the fuck out of all these primitives, baby.
We're making everyone better.
Get on our ship. Conquer the universe with us.
Yeah.
Todd, do you want to die?
More than anything, I do not feel like myself and have not in a long time.
Do you want to just end it for you, bud?
If I can't live stream to my friends, what is the point of my existence?
I mean, you bring me joy, but, you know, that's just
but
selfish.
I have to live with my own joy, which I do not have.
You're right.
I think you should live stream as murder, though.
is it murder?
Assisted suicide. Live stream is assisted suicide.
Assistant suicide.
I've lost what made me me.
So yeah, so the planet
is just
I cannot drink. I cannot punch. What else is there?
Sampling.
You could punch, just not.
I can't be popular.
Probably not.
Nerd.
With nerds, you could be super popular.
What is the point?
Geologists.
Accountants.
Accountants. Probably people who collect bugs. Like,
actuaries.
Real cool dude.
TikTok thoughts.
Faroe equinologists.
Do you want me to just put you into the ship?
You want to be integrated?
I want my death to be meaningful.
You're asking a lot. You're asking a lot. The planet, by the way, is a swirling ball of magma that is it's like a constantly going off volcano everywhere. It's just...
Let's make sure we've got the high ground.
It's very, very hostile, and you don't know if your EVA... But yeah, the planet itself is very hostile in terms of, like, the atmosphere. It's very hot. You're not 100% sure that your EVA suits could hold up to that amount of heat.
I guess we'll leave.
Maybe Arcturus. That's about it.
Arcturus, you want to go down there and meet some people?
Arcturus away mission.
No.
you can take Todd.
I'll seed it.
What?
Just drop some crystals down there and grow some children in a few decades.
Sure. You could do that.
Where's the next closest... intelligent civilization that's capable of space flight. They could fix our ship.
And isn't covered in magma.
The next closest planet that is said to have intelligent life is called Kalt Fjall. It has a race called the McFallen.
Yeah, let's go there.
Let's go there.
Can we tow some asteroids with us? And just, whoops, we dropped that.
The problem is
the planet.
That you can't warp, so it'll be at impulse speed.
That's
so
fine.
It would be a while.
That's
we'll
okay.
We'll do a training montage for all our not Na'vi new crew members.
Get that new planet up there on the screen.
Oh, by now they're already, like, well-versed on what to do.
Excellent.
It's been 4 days.
Yeah, they're fine. They're very quick learners.
I told you.
Okay, so you guys are flying through space. Is there anything you want to do on the way aside from train the not Na'vi?
Get to the planet.
Okay.
Save the planet. Save the girl.
Sure. Arcturus, you notice another one of those flashy lights.
I ignore it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Okay. Nope, not doing
last
that
time,
again.
It ate us. Never okay. again.
Do you guys want to be pirates?
Yar?
That could be fun.
All of a sudden, you feel as though your ship shakes.
Like a Shake Shack?
Like a Shake Shack.
Oh,
What was that?
We got the ship shake.
Our ship's got the DTs.
It's sober.
What, Jorin, you notice there's a blinky light over at our Taurus' station, so.
It's a proximity alert.
Yeah.
You just ran into something.
I switch my feed over to his and I click it.
You see swarms of Freeb around the ship.
Hey, can we warp yet?
Nope.
Todd can shoot.
Hey, Todd, use the repulsor beam and let's leave.
Just, no, keep away from me.
Me.
Todd shoots at the cloud of Freeb.
Okay.
With a 25.
Are they susceptible to heat?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, they're robots, so yeah. I would say they're susceptible to heat. It depends on the level of heat, but...
Todd puts on some spandex
would you roll for damage?
The hull.
Vent all the heat from the ship into the hull.
Mm-hmm. 18.
Cook anything that touches the damage. Ship.
Okay.
For repulsing them? Are you shooting them with lasers?
I sure. think that's what he said, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Torpedo the ship.
Okay. You have a move and a defensive action.
Let's move.
I move.
Okay.
Make it super move.
You just keep moving. All right.
Triple move.
And then you're doing for defense?
They're not surrounding us, right?
Yeah. Like all around the back, not the front. But they're all around the sides and the back.
Gonna put a little extra gust into this.
Yeah, that's our defensive action. Hit gust. The NOS.
I cast
burn
gust.
Them.
Are they gonna get burned by the engines?
If you try and do that maneuver.
NOS.
Some of them might.
Critical 20.
Roll a d20.
Adding anything?
Nope.
11.
You deal 11 damage to some Freeb. So you melt some in your rear view camera. Okay.
Todd can't help but notice and we haven't upgraded our ship at all.
No, you haven't really stopped anywhere. Well, you have stopped, I guess. You did get an upgrade at the one place.
The Pandemos.
Yeah. But no place else you've really stopped.
Launch a torpedo.
You could. Well, it's not your turn because you already did all three of your actions. It's their turn. They're going to move back up and attack again. Your rear shields are gone now, and your side shields are both at half.
That sucks.
Your hull is still intact.
Keep firing.
For now.
Everybody get mag boots and shoot lasers at them.
Everybody get out.
So yeah, it's your turn again.
Todd issues that order.
Everybody go outside and start shooting?
He's not my captain.
You're not the captain.
True. Everybody open the windows and shoot.
Attack officer.
There's no windows to open.
Everybody get outside and shoot.
God damn
but you
it.
Can go outside and shoot if you want.
I do.
You go outside.
I start shooting.
Okay.
Who's going to drive the ship, you asshole?
I get into his seat.
Autopilot.
Autopilot. Just go straight.
All right. Dr. Pyre coming in hot, trying to pilot. No. I have no idea how to do this. I'm going back to my seat.
Otto. My friend
Otto.
His
name is Otto. Yeah. He's a pilot.
It's an inflatable pilot.
Nope. That's from airplane.
I know.
Todd shoots for 17 damage.
Yeah.
You know, wide beam 22. Spread.
So yeah, you fire into the cloud of Freeb. Each of the clouds are much smaller, so it seems like you're doing a fair bit of damage.
It's because Todd's on the gun, yeah. Baby.
What's your other two names?
22 to hit.
So you're going outside.
Yeah.
I okay, so you've gone outside. All right, yeah, 22 is going to hit.
Which should I roll?
D4.
D4, good. Really knocking them Freebs loose. 6.
6 out of 4?
I mean...
He gets a bonus.
Not, a bonus?
You're not adding anything to it. It's just
4. From the sides.
Hmm?
If it matters, I was shooting at the side.
What
sides.
About the other 55 members of the crew?
They're going out, too.
Yes.
We'll call this your defensive action. And well, move, I guess, to put
moving
outside? Yeah.
Outside.
So, yeah, so you have 50 people outside, all firing small arms fire. Wow, they suck.
Warp.
That would be the best.
Couple. So some do hit. Does
good.
It fire off and they deal 6?
Does Perkins hit?
Perkins does not
how
leave
do
the
they
ship.
Roll a, how do they do 6 with a D4?
Two. Two D4s. You can have 6 with two D4s.
Oh, 50.
Yeah, a lot of them missed.
I feel like you didn't roll 50 D20s.
I did not roll 50 D20s. We're going to be here a long time.
All right.
I rolled them in chunks. So then I guess it'll be the free... yeah, no. Okay.
So you rolled 25 D20s? If only two hit.
Two groups hit.
So
I rolled 10
D4s
D20s.
For individuals. So groups of 10s would be
yeah,
times
they're obviously
10.
Not as good as you.
Okay.
They're quick learners, but...
Only, not that.
Only one hits of the free.
No, they learned
don't
math.
Don't use math to try to establish the rules.
History.
I mean. He picks up a gun and is like, but I know that the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Not how to shoot this thing.
The left side shield is gone, and four of your crew members have been completely eviscerated by Freeb.
Good.
Right, we don't need shields. We got meat shields.
As long as we got people out there to absorb. Shields.
We're going to cover our ship in people.
All right, Todd's shooting again.
Okay.
I mean, 18's good.
Well, now the problem is since you're not moving away.
We are, because the autopilot's taking us farther away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you used your move action to send everybody outside to shoot.
I thought you said that was
defense. Our defensive action.
The defensive action was to shoot. The movement action was for everybody to move outside.
The ship can't move.
The ship can't move
if
the people are moving.
I mean,
we have autopilot.
That's a lot of actions.
I mean, you
a lot of people.
The,
50
the
people.
Attack okay, move okay. And defensive okay. was just for the ship, not okay. for the people in the ship.
Okay. Fire away.
6, 9,
damn, that's
12 fine. Plus 4, 16.
To hit or damage?
Damage. I had a 17 to hit.
Okay. All right. So you're taking out more and more chunks of these fucking guys.
Yeah. Because I'm motherfucking T-O-double-D.
So you want me to mercy kill you after this?
Well, I'm going to get down the hull now.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So that's fine.
Everyone's going outside.
I'll just run all these stations from my station.
Yeah,
like
autopilot
all tapping
the guns,
between
bro.
Things. It's fine.
Oh, no, I'm in here helping.
Yeah, we're like split screening multiple WoW accounts so that we can raid with just two people. Sweet. I'm healing, I promise.
So one of the Americans got a little too excited and ended up shooting something on the ship, taking out, because he botched, seven other crew members. Seven crew died because of one stupid.
That murder. Means nothing to Todd.
The death of one man is a tragedy.
But
not
seven?
That man.
The death of seven is a statistic.
Yeah, that's fair.
He was a lone wolf.
Three, four, five. Ooh, we got two.
Take that, sheeple.
Two crits in there.
He was taken in with no hostility and fed cheeseburgers on his way to the station.
Good.
15 damage from the crew. The Freeber thinning out quite a bit.
Critical 20.
Okay, you can roll 2d4s.
You think if I turned the two. Ship off and turned it back on, we could warp?
No, we didn't try restarting it.
Yeah, hard boot.
Seven.
Maybe we needed to update it.
So you
sit here for half an hour with a ship updates.
You fire off into the last remaining bit of Freeb and manage to kill the last of them as your ship.
Meanwhile, Todd's
to
shooting at the airlock with a knife in his mouth, trying to get at them.
Yeah. All right, everybody, come on in.
All right, and then we just turn the ship really quick, and knock everybody off.
I'll turn float forever. Ship. I'm a robot.
Well, they all had mag boots on, is what we established.
No, they were MAGA boots.
Ugh.
Yes.
Yeah.
They did shake them off. Boots. Shake them off.
Self-destruct
everybody,
sequence begin
everybody
now.
Get in. It's time to, I don't know, do something.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll come back in.
You are down to 52 crew members total.
Time to
silently
float through the void until we get to our destination.
And we're going to have a moment of silence for...
repair that ship.
Yeah, next couple days.
All right.
Make sure you mourn real good.
The next 72 hours are for meditation and reflection.
Fair.
Mirrors will be handed out.
10 hours for every crew member that died.
I don't like mirrors.
You have to reflect on
I
that.
I don't trust them.
You can have a one way.
Is it because you can't see yourself? In a mirror?
I don't trust him.
It's a vampire.
It's where the goblins live.
What?
Goblins.
The mirror goblins.
They live in the mirrors.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Did you get space madness?
Space.
Hey, we're going to... Let me just... Can I just check out what your babies are doing to your internal make... Oh, God. You've got an alien mouth, but it's also a tulip.
Wriggly. Like, but they're flowers, so he looks very pretty.
He looks like a fucking Pikmin by now.
Yeah.
He does look a lot like a
flower on top of his head.
He does look a lot like a Pikmin.
It's my antenna.
No. He does
call
look
that
a lot
an
like
antenna.
It's a joystick.
Hey, it's a planet.
It is a planet.
Yes, it is.
Is that where we sent Ursula?
No. Not even close. You guys are nowhere near where you sent Ursula. So, yeah. So, after a few days of travel, some of you that might be not full health are now full health again.
We repair the ship.
Your ship arrives not too far outside of a, looks like a mountainous forest planet.
Have we fixed the warp drive by now?
Has Perkins done his job?
What rank was Perkins?
Lieutenant.
Yeah, I think he was lieutenant.
All right, he's...
less than that
three,
now.
Three, the four ranks below that
engine
now.
Is repaired.
He's an NCO.
Cadet. Well, I saved us twice.
Cadet Perkins.
What? Cadet?
Yeah.
Fine. See if anybody else can do this as well as I do.
Well,
I do
still,
it.
You still have to do your job.
No, we the Navi's the non-V's.
I request a transfer.
To what? The non-V's actually know how to do it better now.
To cafeteria.
Wait, that doesn't exist.
That's
it does
fair.
Now. Yeah, 3D print it. Food.
Yeah.
To the sexnasium. Oh, that's just definitely not a thing.
That's an airlock.
Yeah. All orgies will be in the main airlock.
Give him a chef's hat and stand him near the
replicator.
Yeah.
In a Zentai.
Yeah. Your only breathing kid is a ball gag.
You do see a few small ships start to appear from the surface of the planet that are moving towards you. They are, I would say,
missiles?
Cylindrical in shape, but the front
missiles.
End seems more bulbous than the back
missiles.
End.
Missiles. I fire.
It almost seems like
we get
out a little bit.
All right. I mean, shoot first.
So what's the word on the warp drive?
That they're back online.
Okay. We can fuck off. We don't need to be here.
I mean, we could at least see what these guys are
we'll
all
scan.
About. And
I,
then
I
just,
missed.
And then
I rolled
leave.
A 7.
All right.
Scan it first?
Scan
it. Was a
boring
it. Shot.
We'll you just fired at them?
He thought
with
it was
7.
A missile.
Okay. So yeah, you fire off a couple shots. And you can see like a shield goes around each of the ships.
They're warning shots.
And they
those
stop.
Those are warning shots. Open a hail.
And they're scanned with a 17.
Yes, they appear. Now, these ships are not as advanced as yours. They seem very simplistic. If you had to guess, you would say that compared to your technology, they're about 100 years in the past.
I send them our ship schematics.
I am your god now.
Okay.
my goal is now to uplift all species to at least our level of technology and to really fuck up space politics.
That's pretty much what the Coalition of Planets was doing.
Hey,
mathematic
guys. How's it going?
Equations.
Get all the planets together and share tech.
I'm a human. Do you want to know how to kill people good?
The screen comes on, and they're kind of elongated, and they're very furry, especially around the face, and like big bulgy eyes. And they're like,
"Hey,
hi.
What are you?
I'm human.
Awesome. Wait, did you come from Earth?
My heritage.
Yep,
is Earth.
He sure did.
I wasn't born there though."
So you guys didn't come from Earth? You sound like you just came from Earth, though.
Well,
yeah,
Earth
we did.
Is Earth. You know Earth's, like, kind of gone, right?
What?
Yeah.
When?
Here, I'll just send you the YouTube.
Okay.
Do you guys have that?
No.
Space Tube.
They only have 3G out here. They haven't
we only
heard
have
the
audio.
News yet.
Oh.
Audio only.
Well, that's weird.
Listen to Earth blow up.
Here, listen to this clip.
They only developed audio technology because their entire species is blind.
It sends the star date with it.
No, not blind. Just covered in fur, really big. But we love.
You love.
We love.
Yeah, I love too, bud.
Yeah, we love.
I don't do that anymore.
You love space?
These bugbears?
You
yeah.
love ship?
I love my ship, yeah. We designed it off of Earth technology.
You love Star?
Oh. Yeah, you guys are a little behind. Can you open the attachment I sent you? Do you have an unzipping?
Oh, yeah. No, oh, wow. That looks like... Well, we like the aesthetic of our ship.
I don't care how it looks. I want you to have bigger weapons.
Oh. Why?
Because... Why
Earth
not, really?
This is a scary place.
Yes.
I guess. I mean, you did shoot at us.
And it's a hell of a lot scarier than that.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we just killed Free and almost got eaten by Void Jello.
But our Lord and Master teaches, you know, to help people.
Yeah, we found out that if you help people, they just fuck you over.
Yeah,
what?
You should probably learn the no gods or masters thing pretty quick. Eat the rich, destroy the powerful.
God doesn't exist.
What? No, he exists.
Everybody's going
to
die.
He came to our planet and he talks to us on a weekly basis.
It doesn't sound real.
Who?
Hit the warp. Let's leave.
Nope. Send me
These
to him. I want to talk to God.
What?
Todd wants to talk to God.
Where is he? Where's your God? Is your God now?
I mean, it's on the tip of the planet.
I'm sorry, did you say the tip of the planet?
It's like right on the top.
The tip?
The pole.
Todd, if you want to go, we'll send you, man, but we're going to go.
Learn all you can.
Todd wants to talk to God.
All right, do you want us to fire you out like a torpedo?
I mean, you can beam over to our ship. We'll take him to God.
Todd, you want to go?
Todd's talking all to right. God.
We'll meet God, brother.
Be God.
Todd can't find joy from alcohol anymore, okay. So he needs to.
It's the first
religion.
Step.
He's found religion.
Sure.
There you go.
So, Todd, you go down to the surface of the planet with him?
Yes.
Okay. And they land their ships at the base of a mountain. And they're like, all right, you got to make the journey to the top, brother. It's very, very cold, by the way.
I felt like I was strong once, but I'm not sure I can anymore.
Hey, you can't have no in your heart, brother. We're right here for you.
Do you want me strength or dex? Or
con.
We warp.
Okay,
20.
You warp away. It's his time to shine. you're fine. So you manage to...
Todd's going to the mountain.
Todd's Batman Begins storyline.
Make your way to the top of the mountain.
Do you want this blue flower?
And roll a perception check for me.
Bat Todd.
19.
When you get to the top of the tower, it looks like there is a frozen metal object lodged into the side of the mountain. That looks an awful lot like an Earth satellite.
I sample it.
Okay. And it opens right up.
I interface with
sure.
it.
Sure.
As my friend Mac would if he were here, but apparently
yeah,
I've been abandoned
interface with it.
By all my friends. Yeah. And I don't feel like myself anymore.
Sure. Interface, yeah. Roll
12.
12? Yeah, it's okay. You get like a little bit of crackly static in your head as you hear the uplifting messages of this rock god of podcasting, Charles McFall, as he's talking about EMS and other things of that nature. He talks to two other jackasses. You know, that's pretty much all you're getting. Now, you understand, because you came from Earth, that it's pretty much Earth culture from the past. Do an intelligence check.
I crit fucking 20.
You are 100% positive that this is a relay satellite that just somehow landed out here, and it's relaying broadcasts from, like, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, which they think is the word of God, but it's podcasts from, like, the 20th century. So, it's not a real God.
It's not how podcasts work.
Godcast.
Godcast.
Todd, cannot
Todd-cast.
Feel joy from alcohol anymore. This God is a lie. He explains it to the McFallians.
What?
Is that their name?
No, bro, like... It crashed and it started talking to us every week. Same time every week. Boom.
I just like send them all the episodes forever. It's not, it's just a memory bank. Everything is meaningless.
You've depressed an entire civilization.
Todd can't feel joy anymore, so you shall not.
Neither should you.
And everyone is depressed.
Yeah.
And
you guys
want to
fight? I'm a fighting bot, I think. Describe me. What do you see when you see me?
You're a skinny robot with a bunch of eyes and like skinny little arms. You
draw me. Draw a picture of me.
Draw me like one of your French girls. Let's see if any of them have any artistic ability. No, they've been listening to Charles. They don't really have much artistic
Stick
ability.
Figures are fine. I should look like a big V with a bumblebee head
no.
and some strong arms.
You look like a
Is that what you see?
You look like a stick with stick limbs and like a turnstile head. With a bunch of flashlights coming out of it.
They have mirrors on that planet, right?
He can't see himself.
Oh, yeah. You guys corrupted his brain, so he...
That's right.
So he only sees his previous
Can you
body.
Find my reboot switch? I just want to feel normal.
All right, we can try again. Oh, they immediately find it and reboot it.
Boop.
And you reboot. Well, so would it reset your...
I think it would reboot to just an explorer bot.
Let's higher low that.
Low.
So you... come back awake, and you immediately understand that you are an explorer bot and not Todd. Like, I mean, your consciousness is still intact, but you can
Todd's
immediately recognize that the lie. Your crew lied to you. You were in an explorer bot the entire time. And you remember fighting with
what was his
name? Kevin and getting the absolute piss beat out of you, and then they stuck your body in an explorer bot because it was all they had on hand.
And I remember betraying my toddlers.
Yes. More than anything else.
Yeah, that keeps coming up. And you remember that Mac took your phone. And now it becomes clear that when he showed you that phone and said, nah, this ain't your phone, bro. It was 100% your phone. It all becomes clear. All of it.
Todd's going to tune into American Radio, AM, wideband.
Okay.
And get a job as a trucker.
You can either A, try and put out some sort of transponder where somebody might come and get you, or you can convince the McFallen to take
Build
you to America. Or give you a ship, and you can go on your way.
Yeah, Todd's going straight to America.
Sure.
Because they're the only people that make sense now.
Sure. Their ships look, by the way, like microphones. That's what they look like. So.
Great.
Yeah, they give you a ship. It's a fairly small one, but you only need you. So.
Everything's awful.
And you fly off towards Murica?
Never to be seen again.
Never to be seen again. And as you fly off towards Murica to who knows what, that's what we're going to call it. So thanks so much for tuning in. Check us out next time.
You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Spotify, and Twitch at Botch Podcast. This episode of Botch was brought to you by Patreon producers. His Lord and Majesty, Big Jim, Zukari, He Who Is Steve, Big John, The Nut, Chronic E, Jack Skinner, Chris Wisdom, Shanda Panda, B-Mail, Lousy Apples, Daniel H, and Sparkle Brony 69. If you want your stupid fucking name read at the end of every episode, please support us over at patreon.com/botchpodcast. If you have the time, please head on over to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. It helps the show grow. We salute you, Bean!
Bean!
You are this episode's
Bit Commander!
Whatever that means.
He donated the most bits.
Thank you to Gozer for intro and outro music. More of them over at Gozer_music, and as always...
As you lose faith in everything that you ever thought was real, and try to look to religion to bring your life meaning, and find that it is also bullshit, just drive off. And maybe scream botch, doesn't matter. We probably won't hear you.
See you next week, nerds.
Botch Podcast is proudly part of the Giant Size Team Up Network. For more shows like ours, head on over to www.giantsizeteamup.com.
Fuck yeah, Golden Grahams are good cereal.
Cowabunga.
Golden Grahams are okay.
Dude, pops like, reminds shit. Me of my early teens visiting my cousins. Not eat the good. Shit out of Golden Grahams.
Corpse Pops.
Mm. Captain Crunch is my least favorite cereal of all time, probably.
Really?
I don't like Captain Crunch.
All right, what about Fruit taste. Loops?
Lucky Charms.
Loops. Lucky Charms are good.
Marshmallows, man.
Well,
the worst
dragon.
Part.
I only eat the marshmallows and Lucky Charms.
They make a cereal that's that.
I know. Yeah, I got it for a birthday once. It's a Rick and Morty thing.
Oh, God.
I ate it. I felt
did
horrible.
You feel, yeah,
I felt terrible.
Oh, Reese's Puffs. Yeah, Melnick knows what's up.
Never had Reese's Puffs. But Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Fruity Loo, man.
There's a really terrible
Fruity
cereal
Pebbles are the best.
Called O's. It's very delicious.
Oh, yeah. That shit is awful.
But it rips apart your mouth. It tastes good, but it texturally
and then later
is
your butthole.
Terrible.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
If it rips your lips, it'll rip your butt because it's the same skin cell.
I just don't eat cereal.
Why is your stomach not processing cereal properly?
Grape nuts. Awful.
It's too much grape Long Island iced tea in a can.
Ugh. 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 Never again.